the world's largest travel specialists for young people offer tailor-made discounted Fiji trips. For more information, go to statravel.co.uk or fijime.com, and to win, text Fiji to 60707.
Hello. Do you like weird noises? Music from the future. Making your ears happy? Then listen to Machine Machine. Every Friday from 5 a.m. Be there, baby.
Hey up. It's Friday, it's 5 o'clock, and it's time for Machine Machine. I am waiting for my lovely guest to arrive. While I do that, I might talk to you a little bit about the theme of today's show. I enjoyed having a theme so much last week that I decided to theme things up again this week. It makes the choosing of the tracks a lot more interesting, and it also gives you guys out there something to do. You could text me or you could email me some ideas. And today's theme is the best first tracks from albums. So that's what I'm going to be playing. If you'd like to email in your ideas, you can email me at noise@machinemachine.net. And I think first up, I'm going to go straight into the A's. And where, if I can find it. Yes, here we go. This is Devo. Yeah, so that was Devo with Devo Corporate Anthem. That's off Duty Now for the Future. And my guests arrived. It's going to be a very Yorkshire evening tonight. Do you want to say hi, Tim?
Hello.
Hey up.
Yeah.
So we're going to sit in this room and we're going to look at each other across the mixing desk and make eyes.
I think I love you.
There's no thought involved, Tim. It's totally inside me. It comes out without me. Without me meaning to.
Are we going to eat some Maltesers together?
We're not allowed food in the studio. Well, while we eat our Maltesers, we're going to put on a track. I think this one's going to be Funkadelic, Tim. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that sounds pretty good to me. What track?
Freak of the Week.
Yeah.
Sweet.
That one blue. that disco sadistic, that one beat up and down, it just won't do. Don't give her that forever and ever foreplay. She's not looking,
looking for the short way.
For the short way. Got to reach a point where she gets off. She's a big freak.
Yeah, that was Freak of the Week off, what's it called, Uncle Jam?
Oh, I don't know the name of the album.
Something about uncles and jam.
Your uncle. My, and your jam.
Let's not talk about my uncle. But we have got some jam here.
Oh, nice.
I bought some donuts from the cafe.
I can't look at those.
What's wrong with donuts?
Two donuts in a bag just make me feel a bit weird.
They're apple and raspberry jam.
Oh, that's even weirder.
Okay, I mean, does apple jam even exist? I didn't even know that you could do that.
Basically, when you eat a donut, you want some red stuff squirting out, not green stuff. But that's just wrong.
On that note, you should be emailing us your ideas. Let's see if anyone's actually listening. Oh, we've got two listeners. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Sweet.
Who are they? Who are you? If you too would like to email us some ideas, you can email noise@machinemachine.net. Oh yeah, of course, this is a podcast now as well, so that's not going to work.
No.
But this is the last show until January the 18th or something. And on that note, here's another first track. This is Captain Beefheart, Safe as Milk, and it's called Sure Enough and Yes I Do.
I was born in the desert, came all up from New Orleans. Came upon a tornado, so loud in the sky. I wheel around all day with the moon sticking in my eye.
Yeah, that was Captain Beefheart. We could only hear one channel in here, so we didn't get the beautiful lyrics. I hope it works on your side, where you two people. Did you enjoy that, number one and number two? Yeah, so that was Captain Beefheart. That's off Safe as Milk. And we're going to go straight into the next track. This is Love, a great first track.
Thank you.
somebody said to me, you know that I could be in love with almost everyone. I think that people are the greatest ones. And I will be all loved again tonight, my dear. Thank you.
Yeah, that was Kate, if you didn't know already.
Yep, I knew it.
You knew it, didn't you, Tim?
I think I did.
Do you like Kate?
Yeah, I do. Although, I'd have probably picked the track, first track off Kick Inside. But we're disputing what the first track is.
Well, I think it's called Move.
Mm.
But I just think that's much more classic first track.
True, true, yeah.
It's pretty era-defining, isn't it? Running up that hill.
Did it? I don't think it defined my era.
It reminds me of sitting in the back of a Toyota driving up the M62 to see my grandma.
Whose Toyota?
My mum's. With my mum having an amazing sexy perm.
Oh really?
Yeah, and then going, you know, it's the highest motorway in England.
Oh really?
Yeah. Yeah. And you drive.
Wow.
You're on the highest motorway in England, you got Kate Bush rocking it out on the stereo.
You've really hit
you've
me
got,
with facts.
You've got a permed mum driving a Toyota over the speed limit.
Was it a 4x4 thing?
It's one of those like long cars.
Long ones.
Those long ones with a big boot.
You sound like you know your stuff about cars.
Well, the Toyota the Toyota was a special... it was a very special moment in
was
my life, Tim.
Sheila? Old Sheila?
She's not old.
No, she's...
She wasn't then.
Mum's age.
She is a mum. She's the age of a mum. That was Sheila. No, that was Kate.
Sheila Bush.
That was Sheila Bush with running up that Toyota. And... what should we play next, Tim?
I can't remember. Well,
I think should we do R. Kelly?
Yeah, I mean, we've got to do R. Kelly, I think.
I'm not sure, but I think this is off R. Kelly's new album. I only stumbled across it today, and it's called I Wanna Be. Last week I played it. Oh, it might have been the week before I played I Wanna Get You Pregnant, so I can see a sort of theme coming in his new
material. You've got to stop playing R. Kelly. People might... Stop listening.
Look, you're gonna love
three
this.
Three people might turn off now.
Well, let's see if there's three now. Oh, we've got three now. Thanks, guys. Thanks for sticking around. You can email us at noise@machinemachine.net and tell us any more great first tracks on albums that you'd like us to play.
Or if you've got any other facts about motors.
Or perms. here we go. This is Wanna Make a Baby.
Baby, keep it right there, don't move, that's my spot. That's all I wanna hear you say, as I continue to get you hot. Baby, slow down, speed it up, girl, I wanna fill you up. Ooh, there ain't no limit to what I can do once I'm up in it. And I put that on my Adidas, I'm all of everything you ever needed. Word. I can tell your body's craving, girl, and I just wanna feed it. See, I'm gonna make it happen, girl, just get on top and enjoy the ride. Cause I'm about to set that ass on fire, so let the iPod play. And let me give you all of me, fill your fantasies. I'm just trying to knock you up, so you can have your mini-me.
I'm gonna make a baby with you. Love. So girl, let's make it happen, come on, cause it's been long enough, yeah. So baby, if you up to it, let's get the bullshit, get this thing off right now. Cause I love you, ooh, I wanna marry you, ooh. A generation, population, just tell them that it's human nature. 4-5 kids, let's do this, I wanna make a baby right now.
Wanna make a baby, girl, do you wanna make a baby?
thanks, R. Kelly. That was Wanna Make a Baby. And it's the first track on his new album, which, strangely enough, has the same name as his first album. They both seem to be called 12 Play. It got me confused. Anyway, I don't think that's one of the classic first tracks on an album of the future.
Yeah, I can pretty much say I think I was laughing all the way through that.
I wasn't. I was loving it. I would like to make a baby with you.
Leave me alone.
Right, we're going to play Prince now. And it's actually really difficult to find a Prince track that doesn't have any swearing in it. And I listened to this today to make sure, and I was actually quite surprised.
What's got no swearing in it?
There's no dirty swear words, although the form and theme of the song
is pretty dirty.
Absolute, pure, unadulterated filth. Here's some filth from Prince, it's Dirty Mind. We'll be right back. Yeah, Prince getting all dirty in the studio.
I'm dirty.
Prince is dirty. Tim's dirty.
There is actually a blow-up double bed here, and I'm a bit that Daniel brought it in, especially today.
That's why I got these donuts. I wanted to get down and dirty on the double blow-up bed with you and the donuts.
To Prince.
To Prince, get the apple and raspberry jam all over us.
It's a comfort quest.
It's
a quest for comfort.
I'm always on a quest for comfort. What did we say we're going to play next?
Oh, Changes, is it?
Oh, yeah, we're going to play some David Bowie. This is for Holly, who requested this. This is her favourite first track on an album. Changes, it's off Hunky Dory. And I can't see the year here, but I know that David was around in the 70s, wasn't he?
Oh, I'm guessing.
To
look at him, he looked like he probably was.
He is the Goblin King.
That is true. Oh, don't make me think of that. Please.
We're going to get down and dirty on the blow-up bed thinking about that. Here's Changes.
Was not so sweet, so I turned myself to face me. But I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes,
turn and face the strain.
Changes,
don't wanna be a richer man. But never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes,
turn and face the strain.
Changes,
don't tell them to blow up on out of it.
Changes,
turn and face the strain.
Changes,
where's your shame? You've left us up to her next event. Time may change me, but you can't twist time. Strange fascination, fascinating.
Yes, that was David himself singing Changes. And I've just seen that we've got... Oh, no, we had four listens for a moment. Now we've just got three again. But if you are one of the three and you've got a request, your favourite first track on an album, then do email us at noise@machinemachine.net. I'm going to go straight into the next track because I think this was a request from one of my friends, and it's Warren G with Regulate. Yes.
Regulators. You regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the E out of the LBC, on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked select on 21 and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some gas, so I said, I'm
since these girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight pound for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly, let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. Switching my mind back into freak mode. If you won't skirt, sit back and observe. I just left a gang of those over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E and me, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. But Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. As hell, I said, ooh, I like your size. She said, my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
To a whole new era, G-Funk, step to this, I dare ya. Funk, on a whole new level.
The rhythm is the bass. Whoa. And the bass is the treble.
Chords, strings, we brings melody. G-Funk,
where rhythm is life, and life is rhythm.
If you know like I know, you don't wanna step to this. It's the G-Funk era, funked out with a gangster twist. If you smoke like I smoke, then you're high like every day. And if your ass is a buster, 213 will regulate.
That was Wazzy with Regulate.
Didn't he go to Goldsmiths College?
Warren G.
Mm.
I think he did. That's what the G stands for, isn't it?
Goldsmiths.
Warren Goldsmiths.
Yeah, he got his BA here, didn't he, I think.
What, in the funk?
In the funk, in the G-funk.
In the G-funk.
Goldsmiths funk.
Yeah. Well, someone's got to do it.
Yeah.
There's a whole department in Goldsmiths, actually. The G-funk. Yeah, so we're here. And our theme today is first tracks on albums.
It's all sounding pretty cheesy tracks, though, with, Regulate.
Yeah, I was going for the greats.
The greats?
Yeah.
The big hits.
I was going for the greats. There's another great coming up.
What's that going to be?
I think it's going to be Hall & Oates.
Oh, well, yeah, talking about cheese.
Talking about the cheese. Well, you know, if you're not enjoying it, then you do one listener, then you can complain if you like.
I told you R. Kelly would deplete the listeners.
Well, it didn't make him any better, that's for sure. yeah, we've got some Hall & Oates coming up.
I'm hot for that.
I'm hot to trot for that.
I'm pretty much hot for everything, I think.
I'm well up for it. I'm gonna eat my donut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, not in front of me. Get on the blow-up bed and eat it.
I don't know if this will come through the airwaves, but I'm going to eat my donut now.
Oh, this is really sickening. Oh, God. Just put Hall & Oates on.
It's purple it's jam. Purple jam. Right, this is Hall & Oates with... this is off an album called H2O.
Thank you. 8 o'clock in the morning, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 10 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 12 o'clock, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 2 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 4 o'clock, just before I train, I'll have fish and a rice cake. I'll train. I'll have me fish. I'll come home, have some more fish with a rice cake, and then have some fish before I go to bed. And then that's it for the day. I should start shredding the fat.
Leather end. car crash, he said.
Everybody gotta wear clothes, and if you don't, you get arrested. But that don't mean you gotta let some fashion designer in New York or Paris tell you what to wear. Clothes express your personality, so express yourself and not someone else. Do Calvin, Bill Blass, or Gloria Vanderbilt wear clothes with your name on it? No, of course not. So you table the label and wear your own name.
So that was Grace Jones with Warm Leatherette, and then a message from our sponsor. We've got one more track, I think, we're going to play, aren't we, Tim?
Yes.
It's been wonderful having you here and having this bloke bed to bounce around on in between tracks.
Yeah, well, thanks for letting me keep you company.
I hope that my chat has not been quite so appalling this week, because Tim's been here to keep me on my toes. So it's been fun.
Yeah.
And this is our last first track off an album.
Last first track off an album.
And it's the last track of 2009.
First last track.
It's the last first track.
2009.
Of 2009.
Oh.
So this is Led Zeppelin. It's quite difficult to choose which Led Zeppelin to play, because there's so many great first tracks, but this is the song Remains the Same off Houses of the Holy.
Do it.
See you in 2010.
Goodbye.
Bye. We'll be right back.
We're back, baby.
Brady's dead. Last session of the term.
Just before Christmas, anyway. Well,
yeah.
It could be forever after last week's frivolous use of English.
I wasn't there
man.
To see it. I mean, to hear it. So I couldn't stop you guys.
Yeah,
saying those things.
Like you weren't listening in the library, Nat.
I was doing my essays.
Yeah. So how many did you get done in the end?
Enough.
Oh my god, she came home and she was quite happy when she was home having
what
food and not when you got back after doing your essays or little break.
Don't remember that.
I'm sure you don't, because we've got a guy staying with us right now and he's got Ritalin. So Nat was slightly happier when she was back home after doing all her essays.
Oh, nice.